march and get to where we are now. We were listening to KPFK, and we heard that in Orange County, are you ready for that? In Orange County, the Leisure World Seniors organized an anti-war demonstration. Sprinkle, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
You know, all this is about is the same thing. And we have to remember, those of us who are old enough to remember Vietnam.
Yes, of course.
We have to remember for the people younger than us. Because remembering is a political act. Part of what they do in this country is erase your memory. They do it in a lot of different ways. One way is to make your high school and elementary and middle school history books remember nothing except what they call history. That excludes the working men and women. It includes the people of all nations who created this nation. And it excludes all the imperialism of America right from the beginning when they first started taking this land from the Native American peoples. Yay! There are some people who tell me, oh, well, this regime change is a new policy in America. And I will tell you, because I remember, and remembering is political, no, it's not. No, it's not. Regime change has been what the United States has been about in Latin America, in Central America, in the Caribbean, all over the Western Hemisphere since at least the 1890s, since at least the 1800s, and probably earlier. Only then they called it manifest destiny. What a lovely phrase. Isn't that a lovely phrase? But manifest destiny is just another name for imperialism. But today I remember Vietnam. I remember Vietnam. I remember 2 years into the war against Vietnam when they told us each week how well the war was going. How well the war was going. How we were defending the South from the North. How the North wanted us there. And if you just separate the words North and just use Iraqis, they say the Iraqis want us there. Why in the world would anyone want us there? When their lights don't work any longer, when their schools don't open anymore, when the water is not fit to drink, and when our bombs and retaliation for those, I mean, imagine how silly the language is used. We call people defending their land from our invasion terrorists. So we go into their country and take it over, and they try to stop us, and they're committing illegal acts. You see, this is what you do when you think that you own the world. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, what this is all about. It's about owning the world. It's about unbridled greed. It's about what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. It's about what's yours is mine in this continent or any other continent. And we have it right here in California with our new gubernator, our new gubernator. And what does he want to do? He says, oh, if Bush can kill Social Security, I can kill pensions for public employees. He says, if Bush can cut education, I can cut education. Remember that this is bringing the war home, that we will not stop, that we will march this week, We will march other weeks. We will not be discouraged. We will not be discouraged by the fact that they won't cover our march. They will say that half as many of us were here as were here. They will say what a failure it's all been. They will make up lies and lies and lies. But whose streets are these?
Our country!
Whose country is this?
Our country!
And we mean to bring the troops where?
Where?
We will not stop until every last one of them is back with us. Thank you very much.